Welcome to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette with Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. here at 107.9. We are having a good time. I am joined today by Mr. Charles Boyette, the co-host.
What's going on, Jacksonville? Hope we're going to have a great show today.
Indeed, we will. And our awesome, illustrious word producer, Melinda Rackley.
Good morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. And I'm going to go ahead and do the sponsors. This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154, or you can visit the website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors, Rack House Publishing. Are you ready to write a book, journal, curriculum, anything that's in your head and you want to get it onto pages? This is where you need to go. Rack House Publishing. Give them a call, 904-405-5987. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at kids.capesinc.org. They have educational materials and more information. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a South and West Side location. Give her a call, 904-300-3114, or visit the website at chiropractorjax.com. Jeremy McDonald, McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Give them a call, 904-442-3213.
Oh, okay. It's my turn.
Yeah, that wasn't an automated thing. It sounded really automated.
Yeah. It looked like he was checking how he looked on Facebook just then.
Speaking of which, guys, if you have social media, please go ahead and join us on social media. We are streaming live, so you can see us here in the studio acting crazy.
And you can go to the Facebook page. It's Joseph Talbert Jr. That's where we have it live at. But anyways, y'all, it's been a really, really good week. It's been an interesting time. And I think I want to talk about transition. Mm-hmm. Keeping yourself. You know, I got to speak today, and what I'm talking about today is getting started in life and how to go from getting started to maintenance, you know, how to keep it going. And we get to a point where we've started a thing, which is one of the hardest things to do, is get started. Everybody talks about what they want to do. I want to own a business. I'm going to write a book, and they never do
it. They never start. Charles R.
Talking directly to me right now?
I want to do this. I want to invest in something and just never, ever get started. But then you got those group of people, when I was there at one time, when you do get started, and you think that getting started means you're done. You won, you know. Go ahead.
I was about to say, the hardest thing in the world is to get started until you got started. Mm-hmm. And then the hardest thing in the world is maintaining that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said it like that. Maintaining the enthusiasm for what you just started. And I'm telling you guys, you got to get to a place in life where you do get started. That's number one. But today we're talking to people who've gotten started. Your business is going. It's been going for a few weeks. It's been going for a couple of months. It's been going for a few years. You started writing your book. You're doing your thing. And Ms. Darielle, if you're listening, you started comedy. But what are you going to do to go from started to actually maintaining and creating something worth holding on to? Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. I see people get started and they stay in started phase for 30 years. Mm. And they're like, I know people, I've owned my own company for 29 years. It's like, but you make $2,000 a month. For 29 years, buddy? Really? You know, I've been doing comedy forever. You know, and it's like, and you still work at AT&T, and you do this for free. You know, when are we going to go from I got started to now I have something significant? You know what I mean? And so really just wanted to, like I said, chat a little bit about that. And I want you guys to give us a call, 831-1079. If you've started something and you are finding yourself a little bit bored, a little bit tired, a little bit frustrated, a little bit worried if you can keep doing this, if you can keep going, give us a call. We want to A, help you out with that, and B, we want to hear what you got to say. 904-831-1079. You know, and I remember when I first started my cleaning company, and I started it, and I was cleaning everything myself, and there was a point where it felt like it was finna die before it ever got started for real. That first year was the hardest year in the world, brother. It was. It was terrible, and I was hiring people. I didn't know what I was doing, so I'm hiring the wrong folks. I'm losing accounts. I probably, in that first year, the company I bought was going to be yielding about $20,000 a month. In the first year, I probably lost half of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just $1,000 account gone. $2,000 account gone. $500 account gone. Like, gone? Like, yeah, it's gone. It's not on the portfolio no more. I don't make that money no more. And it was because I didn't know what I was doing. I started it, but I was learning, and it was getting tiring, and I didn't want to keep going. It's frustrating. Am I failing? All of these thoughts, man, and I over and over and over again.
All right, we have Miss Mary on the line. So let's welcome Miss Mary to the show. Hi, Miss Mary. Can you hear us?
Hey, good morning. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Good morning, Mary. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How about you guys?
We're doing well. What did you want to ask, or what did you want to share?
Well, I had a question because I had an idea. Well, not an idea. Just, I guess, something that came to me that I wanted to write a book, and it was based on, it was inspired by my daughter, how she's handling, you know, being a single mom and still working and not giving up. And I had already written it down as far as the title was going to be, I'm Better Than That. But
okay.
I just don't know how to put, I know what I want to say because it's basically based on what she's going through as well as my son. So it's basically like a true story, but I just don't know how to put it on paper.
Okay.
I want to
introduce you to the person who can help you do that. Her name is Melinda Rackley. She's actually sitting right here to my left.
Hey, Miss Mary. So this is great that you have, you've already started. And I talked to about, I would say, 50 authors a year who started something and they don't quite finish. They have an amazing title, an amazing concept in their head, and then they just can't finish. But did you know you can finish your book in 3 months? That's all it takes, Charles.
I know.
It's 3 months. So I'm going to give you my number, and you give me a call, and we will work together. And I'm also going to have you hold the line after I say my number out loud, and I'm going to get your information, and I'll follow up with you. And I'm going to even challenge you today to come out to Blue Chocolate Cafe at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be having a lunch with 6 authors. They've completed a book in just 2 months. It's an amazing book.
But
make
sure she understands they're your authors.
Yes, they're all my authors.
They
have already reached the 300 sales mark. And the book has only been out for 2 weeks. So you want to come out and meet some of these ladies. I'll talk with you and give you a free consultation on the spot if you come out today at 2 o'clock. And I'm going to get your information. But my number is 904-405-5987 and hold the line, and I'm going to get your information. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Miss Mary. That was awesome. And
thank you. You guys have.
Go ahead.
On the line.
Oh, she's okay. Okay. Yeah, we're in here tripping, but we're happy that she called, and that's the whole point in this show.
Sure.
Is to be able to help you get what you're trying to get to. So I'm thankful that she listened and took advantage of what our topic is today. You know, so again, anybody else that's out there, you started something, you don't know what to do next, you're getting frustrated, you might quit, don't do it. Give us a call, 904-831-1079, 904-831-1079. The reason that we are here is to help you finance your future in any way, shape, or form. And guess what's going to happen when she gets this book done? It's another stream of income.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you, I know Melinda made $30,000 on her first book.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's a definite nice little stream. Could you make an extra $30,000 a year just for writing a book? That would be awesome. Could you use it? Yeah, I could use it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So again, my point is don't hesitate to give us a call, 904-831-1079. But yeah, like I was saying, So my first year doing the cleaning company, I thought about quitting a bunch of times. And I just kept saying to myself, no, hold on, find the right attitude, find the right perspective. You can do this. Don't give up. And more importantly, I had other people in my life who owned businesses who could walk me through this space that you inevitably are going to bump into.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and it's, and I'll tell you, you know, I had a comedy club. We still have one. And we were 13 weeks in, doing pretty good, and a lot of drama and goofy stuff happened. And I had to make a decision. Do I quit or do we keep going? And I had a whole lot of thoughts, a whole lot of feelings. And again, like I said, I talked to a friend of mine, one of my mentors, and he just let me know, look, brother, this kind of stuff happens. You can do it. Hang in there. And through the transition, we are bigger, badder, and stronger than we would have been if we stayed where we were. And so you've got to get to a point where you started, but you've got to take it to the next level. Just resting in that start space is not where you want to be.
No, I mean, that's when you become stagnant, I mean, that's you're on the path to fizzling out and wrapping
indeed,
it up. I mean,
indeed.
You can't stay stagnant. You got, even if you're moving laterally for a minute to figure out the next step, you've got to keep moving.
Right. I'm glad you said that. Yes. There's no such thing as standing still.
Right.
You're either growing or you're going backwards. You know, and for instance, a building that's built, as soon as they get done building it, it starts to dilapidate.
Right.
You know, and you got to put a maintenance system in there, paint, all kind of stuff has to go into making sure it stays looking like a new building. Otherwise, it's just over time will start to fade backwards. So I like that you said lateral. And people think there's something wrong with lateral movement. There's nothing wrong with lateral movement, especially if you use it as a space of strategy.
Right. Well, I mean, I picture lateral move as you know, say you're in this spot, you've got some things you don't know. You only know what you know. You can't quite take a step forward, but you take some education pieces to side to side to learn
absolutely
to how to get to the next level.
Okay, we got a caller online. Hello,
hello.
Karen.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to be on live radio.
It's okay, Karen. Don't hang up. Don't run from us, okay?
I'm not.
How are you today, Karen?
I'm doing fabulous.
Awesome, awesome. So what question did you have or what did you want to share?
I did not catch your phone number in its entirety. And I wanted to know if I wasn't able to come out to meet you at the 2 o'clock meeting today, was there another avenue I can take to meet with you? I am also a person that have been trying to write this book. It's based on my life experience as a person of domestic violence. And,
okay.
As a professional nurse, I'm learning that there is no specific person that could potentially be enduring that. And I want the book to not only be based on my experience, but I want it to be Bible felt also.
Okay. So
I've started writing. I've got maybe into one chapter so far.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to know, how do I keep the motivation going to continue it? You know, you get there where you're like hyped and you're like, I want to do this business. I want to do this book. And then life kind of like keeps going and keeps going and you can't find the time.
I got you. I'll say one thing and then I'm going to have you hold. So Melinda, who is an amazing publisher, like I said, she took 2 weeks. She got 7 authors launching the book. In 2 weeks, they've done 300 sales. And so she'll be able to take you to the level that you're trying to go. But what I want to say is this. The way that you keep your mind on track is to find people who you know in your circle, or you may need to kind of start to look for a new circle, but find people who have started things, who can be an encouraging space for you, that you can do this. Don't give up. You know what I'm saying? And as far as time, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, and this was a revelation I had to get. I don't care if you're dead broke or if you make $1 million or you make $100 million, it's the same 24 hours. And it's
right.
And managing time is a misnomer. What we have to manage is priorities. And so I want you to take that with you. Don't try to manage time, manage priorities. We can't manage time. Time is stationary. I have 24 hours. Charles has 24 hours. Melinda has 24 hours. But what we do better than somebody else maybe is manage what is the priority. So think about that and hold a line. And Melinda's going to get your information, and she's going to get that book done for you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. So we're happy to have heard from Karen today. This has been a very, very cool day.
People I agree.
Calling in,
I
getting
agree.
Their answers. And so, guys, like I said, you're hearing people. They're calling in, and they're getting what they need. Don't you let this day go past without getting what you need. So call us, 904-831-1079. If it's a business, if it's writing a book, if it's health, if it's getting yourself in shape, what have you started and you're starting to feel like, I don't know. I think I might want to give up. I think I might want to quit. You can't do that. The starting space is just the starting space. But after that, you got to figure out how to hang in there. And that is the most important piece after that. And so I'm going to finish sharing that story. So the comedy club, 12 weeks in, we're balling out of control. It seems like we're getting to that place of critical mass. And then all the pieces and wheels start to fall off. And I had to make a decision. How do I keep going? And I feel horrible. It was like a 2-week span where I was like, I don't know, maybe I should quit. People suck, blah, blah, blah. All that negative stuff. And this guy says to me, look, don't be stupid. Everybody goes through these kind of challenges. You started it, and great, you started it. But I'm not patting you on the back for starting. You got to figure out how to keep this thing going, buddy, because it's good, it's working. And he said, you need to, you know, and again, having somebody you can call, he said, call this guy, and call that guy. And when he did, and I did, it was like, wow, it was so much better than before. That hang in there thing. We got another guy. We got another caller, guys.
Miss April is on the line. We have Miss April on the line. Hi, Miss April.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Do you have a question for us?
I don't have a question. It's kind of, right direction. Just a little recommendation. What would you do at this point? I'm all over the place, and I haven't basically gotten that, I guess, to the point where I don't know which way to go, because I'm still in the upcoming business. I make t-shirts. I'm real crafty. Make all types of things. And also, I want to write a book. So it's like my life story and everything I've been going through in the past, you know, since a kid, even, you know. So I'm just at this point now, I don't know if I want to kind of put those two together and, you know, craft everything. I write poems. I'm a writer. And I thought about the crafting for it. Just really thought about just putting all of my poems on different items, t-shirts, cups, and everything. And I finally just stopped because it was like, okay, it's too much at one time, and I just don't have that goddess that I really need. So what would you tell me to do, or how would you really, with the busy schedule as well, how would you kind of maneuver that?
It sounds like you have just a ton of ideas rolling around your head, which is amazing, but you're right. I mean, as somebody that likes to come up with a lot of great ideas, sometimes, like Joseph said a moment ago, the key is prioritizing. And, you know, rather than maybe trying to launch, as you're a solopreneur probably right now, you have just you, it's really hard to execute everything at one time. So, you know, which is the thing that speaks to you the most? Is it the poems? Is it the writing? That's usually a piece of creativity, a piece of passion. If that's something you're really feeling, roll with that. If it's something that you want to get into merchandising and printing and all that, go that route. But my advice would be try not to do everything all at once. Pick the thing that speaks the most to you and go in heavy on it. And that way you can create a stream, which then allows you to have some monetization to open up a second stream, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and then also, I would recommend you getting a coach that can help you prioritize, you know, and get all this stuff together. And one of the great things about Harvest Group Institute is they offer a individualized coaching track. So they'll kind of sit down with you, get your business plan, and then kind of coach you from start to finish so that you're doing something that's going to be profitable and is still in line with your passion. So if you hold the line, I'll get your information and we'll get you connected with Joseph, who can do a consultation with you and kind of see where you want to start. And Joseph has a question for you as well.
April, I have a question for you. Are you the coachable type of person?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you are, like Melinda said, we can definitely help you create some strategies to roll these things out. And like Charles was saying, create the priorities necessary and the order to roll them out. the way to do it in such a way that one can fund the next one and the next one, so on and so forth. And so it sounds like you're ready to have a lot of fun overcoming these challenges, because overcoming these challenges are indeed, that's where the fun is. You know, starting is starting, and starting is an important part. But where the fun, where you learn about who you are, is after you've started, and this part of overcoming the challenges and keeping the excitement and keeping moving forward, that's when you learn who you are. And every great winner in life has a great coach, and we want to be that coach for you, okay?
Praise God. Awesome.
So hold on, and Miss Melinda's going to get your info.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling, April.
You too.
So, no, guys, and I'm really proud of y'all. You're listening, and you are taking your destiny into your hands. Again, we're here to answer your questions, 904-831-1079. Give us a call and tell us what you have started and where you are in that process of keeping it going, creating the maintenance for it to thrive and for it to grow. And again, like I was talking about before, just having the attitude to keep going. And we're relaunching our comedy spot the September 13th, which is also my birthday weekend.
Happy birthday early.
Thank you. My birthday is September 14th. I'll be turning 23.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Again?
Yeah, again. Yeah, good. And so, and then September 13th is the, we're having a new location launch, a little birthday celebration as well. We got four comedians on the ticket. We got a great host. We got some entertainment. Melinda is an amazing singer. She's going to be singing as well. So this event is going to be off the charts, guys. But my point is, we wouldn't even be here if I had a went through the hard time and decided I can't do this.
Right.
It's too hard. You can't trust people. People suck. Da 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 da. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, we're bigger, stronger, and faster than we ever were. And it's and now and the cool part about it, Charles, the people who have rallied around that have said, "Hey man, we see you. Don't stop. We got your back." It's been such a blessing, and so the team that's being built around me now, again, you got to have the people around you.
Sure, absolutely.
Is we're about to take this thing to a whole nother level, but it wouldn't have gotten here if after I started only 12 weeks in and things started to break apart, I could have decided, oh my God, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. It's too hard. I'm not qualified. All these things I could have went into, but I said no. I can handle it. Go ahead.
Well, man, I'm glad that, you know, you held on and didn't travel the path of letting that get you down, because, brother, that's how you and I got hooked up. Think about it.
Yes.
I was one of your customers.
Absolutely. In the cleaner. Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, that is cool. And I watched you, like, you had to transition out of a company.
Right.
And you just be balling out in control all the time, though, Charles. I've been watching you, brother. Hold on 1 second while we go over our sponsors.
All right, so this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call, 904-533-6154, or you can visit our website at harvestgroupinstitute.com. A quick spotlight to our supporting sponsors, and a reminder, if you're listening in and you would like to advertise your business or any upcoming event on our radio show every Saturday morning, please feel free to reach out to us. That number is 904-533-6154. Rec House Publishing, your one-stop shop for all things written. So if you're ready to get that book out of your head and onto pages and into the hands of readers, give me a call today, 904-405-5987. Nick Poe at First Command Financial. Contact him for your investment needs and retirement planning. Nick is your wealth management expert. Call today, 904-269-8772. Kids in Capes, Inc., a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids safe from sexual abuse. Visit their website at www.kids-capesinc.org. They have educational materials and more information. Dr. Natalie Blum at Chiropractic Injury Solutions. She has a South and a West Side location. The number is 904-300-3114, or visit the website at chiropractorjax.com. Jeremy McDonald, McDonald Mortgage Team of Bayway Mortgage. Purchase, refinance, or renovate. They are your one-stop mortgage shop. Give them a call, 904-442-3213.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And one of our Facebook listeners asked what the location is and name of the comedy is. It's called the Uptown Comedy Experience. You can find us on Facebook at the Uptown Comedy Experience, or you can look at the website, which is myuptownexperience.com, and you get some tickets. So again, that's the Uptown Comedy Experience on Facebook, or the website is myuptownexperience.com. And yes, guys, come on out. The September 13th show is going to be amazing. We're going to have a lot of fun. But nevertheless, the point of today's conversation and show is to say, just because you got started, again, that's good. But don't be deceived. Getting started is just a very minor part of it.
Step one.
It's step one. But keeping going, creating the systems necessary for it to thrive and for it to grow, you've got to be able to do that. You've got to be able to hang in there. And again, give us a call, 904-831-1079, 904-831-1079, if you have gotten started and don't know what to do next, or you've gotten started and you're getting really frustrated, you're losing your steam. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, we may be accused of beating this drum a little too much, but once you get started, the keeping it going, whether it be the systems you speak of or whether mm-hmm. it be the mental component upstairs, this is why we talk so much about continuous personal development.
Absolutely.
Because you've got to be strong mentally. You've got to be strong upstairs, strong-willed, strong in your heart. It's got to be something you really want, because the grind is sometimes a grind.
It's exactly
right?
That.
And so
yeah.
Keeping yourself motivated, and that's why, you know, we're always talking about books and mentors and seminars and all that stuff. It all plays a role in the greater picture.
Absolutely.
You've got to have these pieces to be mentally sound.
And I'll tell you guys, you're listening, most of you guys listening are Christian folks. That verse in the Bible that says about encouraging yourself, cast not away your own confidence. Those two verses, cast not away your confidence and to encourage yourself. The only way to do that is to make sure what's going into your heart is supporting what you want to see happen. And like you said, it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but it is extremely important. You cannot keep your mind right. You cannot keep your mind right if you are not reading, if you are not going to seminars, if you're not going to workshops. You cannot keep your attitude where it needs to be, because owning a business is hard. Starting something and keeping it going and creating significant income with it, it is hard. And you can do it, though, if you become a person that can hold that kind of thing up. You know
and
what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You know, and I'll say, too, just when I got serious about my publishing company, I had to ask myself, how was my heart? You know, I had to really examine my heart, because whatever is in your heart is what you're going to see in your business. If you are used to quitting in your heart, if you're not a winner in your heart, you're not going to win in your business, because it's just not in your heart to win.
Right.
You know, perseverance is just not in your heart. And you got to have people around you, you know, that are really going to help you get the right things in your heart. Because a lot of us, we were not, as children, the right things were not put in our hearts. You
right.
know, winning wasn't put in us. Everybody got an award, you know, on the team, even if we were losers, you know.
That's
and that,
right.
that doesn't help in life, because you're not going to get an award for losing. You know, you got to win. You
I'm
gotta,
still waiting for
you know,
my man.
You know, you have to have the right stuff in your heart. So while you're working on it in the grind, examine your heart, because you can be grinding, going in circles, doing nothing, because productivity isn't in your heart.
No, we see that's a lot.
Right.
The grind is not the end result.
Yeah.
We see a lot of people circling and never stepping forward.
It's like one of my mentors, one of the first education pieces he taught me was, he said, dude, you got to learn the difference between activity and productivity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are active. I watch you guys. You're running 100 miles an hour. I got a meeting. I'm going to my meeting. I got a meeting. And you're not producing nothing. You know, just like a hamster on a wheel. You're running. You're sweating like a dog. Oh, my God, I'm tired. You're doing what? You haven't produced anything. You know what I'm saying? So activity and productivity are not the same thing. And I guess that's what we can transition into going into next week, is the productivity necessary to keep what you got going.
And along with that productivity, focusing on quality over quantity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that a lot, too. Well, guys, we appreciate y'all hanging out with us today. Everybody that called in, you know, number one, kudos to you and congratulations.
Three people on their way.
On their way, yes. And I'm proud of y'all for calling in. And for those who are worried about calling in, then give me a call on the back end. The number is 904-533-6154 to our office. And if you were just a little shy, I get it. We can help you out in secret. 904-533-6154. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We appreciate your time and attention. We love you. And until next time, drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. and Charles Boyette, here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Join us for Financing Your Future every Saturday morning at 10. Keep it with us on Praise 107.9.